Welcome to today's episode of the Public Health Networker. I'm your host, Dr. April Moreno. Today we had the pleasure of recording an interview that we recently did with Susanna Fox, who was the Chief Technology Officer at the time of the Obama administration for Health and Human Services. She currently has a new book out called Rebel Health, and we had the opportunity to meet with her and to learn more about her book. And we hope you enjoy the episode. Before we begin, I invite you to join us to receive our newsletter with the Public Health Networker by visiting phpn.substack.com. This is where we have our public health news updates, events, podcast episodes, and much more. To find out more about us, visit publichealthpodcasters.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have the pleasure, the honor of speaking to Susanna Fox today. She is a health and technology strategist, and she was the former chief technology officer with Health and Human Services here in the United States. So we're really excited to talk to her today about her new book, Rebel Health. Thank you for joining us today, Susanna.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell us a bit more about you.
Well, my career as it relates to healthcare started back in the year 2000. I was working at the Pew Research Center, and I was charged with tracking the social impact of the internet on health and healthcare. And I ended up spending 14 years doing national telephone survey research, as well as fieldwork in online and offline patient communities, where I learned about what the cowboys and hackers and artists of healthcare are doing. And then I ended up having some wonderful opportunities to work at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and then at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, still really focused on how technology is affecting the front lines of healthcare, the bedside, where patients and survivors and caregivers find themselves.
Thank you. And I do see here that you had started an open data and innovation lab while you were working with HHS, Health and Human Services. Really excited to hear a little bit more about the data and innovation part of the work that you've done.
Sure. So when the Obama administration started the office of the Chief Technology Officer, the first person to serve in that role was Todd Park. And he arrived and saw that so much data was being collected by all the federal agencies, from the CDC to CMS to FDA. We could go through the alphabet soup of all of the wonderful agencies of HHS. They were all collecting data and releasing it to the public, often as a PDF. And so the revolutionary idea that Todd had was that we should release data in an open and accessible format. And that means that citizens and entrepreneurs and other agencies can take advantage of the work that the federal government is doing around data collection, because that can be a very powerful resource for people when trying to make public health decisions for their town, for their state, or for our country.
And let's talk a little bit more about how this serves our communities. Very excited about your book, Rebel Health. Can you tell us about how this idea came to be? How did you become inspired to write this book?
Well, as I said, as a researcher, I was privileged to spend time talking with patients and caregivers who were using the internet to connect not only with information, but also with each other. This was very striking to me because what I saw and what I ended up calling it was peer-to-peer healthcare. People were connecting with each other to solve problems when mainstream healthcare either didn't see the problem or didn't have a solution to offer. Patients themselves or caregivers themselves were banding together, getting the information, data, and tools that they needed to solve problems. And then as my career progressed and I got invited into higher level conversations at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and in the federal government, I realized that a lot of my friends in those boardrooms and in the C-suite of healthcare had not had the privilege that I've had and did not know about all the amazing work that's going on around kitchen tables, for example. And I wanted to introduce these two powerful groups to each other, the rebels of healthcare, the people who are innovating on the front lines, as well as people who hold power in healthcare, all of the people who run hospitals and healthcare systems and governments who need to tap into this awesome energy.
Can you tell us about the four types of community members that you discussed in the book?
Yeah. So when you join the revolution, and I think that everyone should join the patient-led revolution, when you join the revolution, you're going to meet four types of people. The first group are seekers. Seekers go and find out. They are characterized by not getting the answers that they need from the sources available to them. And so they go out on the hunt to get the information that they need. The second group are networkers. Networkers are the natural community builders. They, wherever they are, they'll find other people, they'll pool resources, they'll share the great stuff that they find in community. The third group are solvers. Solvers are the type of people who, if something isn't working, they want to take it apart and put it back together again better, whether that is a medical device, an assistive device, or something that's systemic, like a clinical trial. And then the fourth group are champions. Champions are people who have access to mainstream resources like funding or regulatory guidance or access to labs, and they share those resources with patient-led teams to help them bring their ideas to scale.
And thinking about the champions, I think in particular, what do they need to know? Or maybe not just them, looking at seekers, networkers, and solvers, what do we need to know about the patient revolution?
One of the most important things to know is a very basic tenet of the revolution, and that is that you are not alone. No matter what you are dealing with, whether it's a new diagnosis or you've become a caregiver to an elder, you may feel alone at that moment. There are people who would love to help you navigate this next phase if only they could find you. And it takes courage to raise your hand and ask for help. That's one of the most important things that I want to tell people about the patient-led revolution. What I also want to say is that if we want to create change at scale, we're going to need all four of these archetypes. We really need to make sure that there's mission alignment between people who have access to resources, the champions, and the rebels of healthcare who have some really wonderful, innovative ideas about how to change things. We need to find ways to align our mission so that we can work together.
Yes. And so how can people learn more about the book, learn more about the patient revolution?
You can go to my website, susannafox.com. I'm also on most major social media platforms, SusannahFox. On Threads and Instagram, you need to remember to put my middle initial, Susanna R. Fox. And I'd love to hear from people about what they are seeing on the front lines of healthcare.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today to discuss the book. It's so nice to meet you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.